an in-depth exploration of the world of women today with Sandra Elkin.
Good evening, and welcome to Woman. Tonight our topic is women's music, and we have a very special guest. With me is Chris Williamson, who has been a singer-songwriter for the past 13 years. Chris is currently recording with Olivia Records, an all-women's national recording company. Her latest release is The Changer and The Changed. Chris, welcome to Woman.
Thank you, Sandy.
Chris, how come I can't sing?
You can. See, I think everyone can. People have been told they can't. I've been discovering it in audiences. I do a lot of sing-alongs and spend a lot of time encouraging. I have my whole life. I was a song leader in camp and things, you know, trying to convince people that they can sing. And singing is really a joyful noise. I want people to really make a noise. Even if it's a noise, I don't care. You know, people are so concerned about perfection and singing and thinking. I know, I've heard people tell me incredible stories of teachers who said, just you shut up and you sing and just move your lips, you know.
Right.
So all their lives they've grown up not being able to feel good about singing. But I've seen them singing at stoplights with their windows rolled up, and I know they sing in the showers when they're feeling good and not too self-conscious, because when people are self-conscious, their throat tightens up physically. That is exactly what happens.
You think it's especially important for women?
Yes, it's a healing. It's incredibly healing, music is. I've discovered doing concerts, especially for women, with almost totally women audiences. Well, this is almost like over 1,000. I just got off a tour of California with Meg Christian and Holly Near and Margie Adam. And we did a tour to over 10,000 women, mostly all women. There are a few men, but mostly women. And it's an experience that is incredible. Women tell us, and men too, that their lives have been changed by this music that we're calling women's music now, for lack of a better title.
What is it exactly? What do you mean by women's music? You don't just mean with music played by women or sung
no,
by women.
No, I think what, you know, I'm not sure we have enough data accumulated yet to know whether or not we can define, say that it has a different melodic structure or lyric structure. I think we're just kind of getting at it. And also because we don't have access to a lot of our own history, musical history as well as, you know, other kinds of history as women. For instance, the song Da 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 was written by Mrs. Bach in between having 30 or 40 children. She had time to whip out a little tune.
Is that true, really?
Yeah. And see there, we don't know, see?
Yeah, I never knew that.
I think we're all trying to define what it means. And for me, it has a lot to do with the kind of image of woman that is being projected. And also, not only in the lyrics and in the music itself, but by the performers themselves. We need new role models as women. And as an entertainer, being incredibly visible and being watched and seen by many people, I find that I have a lot of power given to me. And so then you have to be real careful about what you do with that power. And my favorite thing is to give it back, like I was talking about sing-alongs before, to give it back to the audience so that they can sing and hear themselves sing and feel what that feels like, that kind of sharing and ritual.
When did you first begin to notice that women didn't seem to be getting a fair shake in the music industry? I mean, because you were recording, before you started with Olivia,
right,
you were recording with a so-called company, or
right,
whatever.
I made an album for Ampex Records about 5 years ago and went through that whole scene, which is your basic industry trip. And I didn't really have any idea what goes on, how a record is made, what its affect was on the people. But with this album, I'm connected immediately to... I get instant feedback, you know, I get letters, I'm accessible, and that's part of what a new image for women as a performer is, that she is, she shares her power, she acknowledges it, and she is willing to share it and talk about it and be accessible to the people, which means that I'm real concerned that I continue to be responsible politically. and accept. It's real hard on me, though. And I suspect it is on a lot of other performers as well, because I have no private life. And unless I guarded it real carefully. But everyone pretty well knows my whole life. It's really, the books are open. So that means I have to be really unafraid about my life. And that's given me a lot of courage in that way.
And you didn't have a big horrible experience or a big consciousness raising experience that made you say, well, you know, I've got to change this, something's got to happen.
No, what happened to me was that I met Meg Christian in Washington, D.C., who was a feminist, an avowed feminist. That's what she called herself. And I certainly thought I probably was an instinctive feminist. That's what I called it. But I didn't have any politics, per se. I didn't know how to speak political language, or I didn't like to go to those meetings or any of that processing, political processing. But then, when I discovered that the personal is indeed political, how you live your life personally, you know, is a real political move. And so the life I live on, you know, at home and in my personal life is the same that I speak about on stage. There isn't any kind of, that while I'm on there, I'm a different person. I'm that same person, and I'm learning more and more to be real relaxed about my work and just speak from my heart.
What were the themes then as compared to now? I mean, the things that you were writing about when you were recording for Ampex, as opposed to what you're writing
about. They were the same, actually, Sandy, but I didn't have a context in which to place them. Meg came up to me. She'd heard my Ampex album and was the first person ever to do my songs.
I mean, she sang your
songs? Yeah, she was singing. I heard that there was a woman out there singing my songs. I did a concert there, and she came up to me and said, what do you think about women's music? And I went, huh? And I didn't know what she was talking about. So for the next 2.5 years, we struggled over what that meant, and the fact that I was still saying chick at the time, and I was coming out of a hippie culture, which into which I had dropped after I was an English teacher. And then I dropped out of
Quite
that
drop.
And really dropped into this other culture in California. Because it was free, it was a freer kind of lifestyle that I had never experienced before. And so then I became politically aware of how my life and the way that a lot of people watch me, and so if I do and say certain things, that could be real offensive to a lot of people, and I sure don't want to be offensive, you know. So I began really observing my behavior and observing myself more and others as well, and cleaning up my act a little bit more, and becoming politically aware, and aware that what we do over here in this little corner does have a large effect on the globe and on the world. And the fact that I've connected up with the women's movement in the United States is incredible, because I think it's the best in the world right now, and I think the women's movement is the most important movement going on the planet today. And I think through women we will hopefully achieve humanism, you know, and that the wars will stop, all that we'll turn around 180 degrees from a lot of the things that are going on now. And music is a beautiful thing, because it's so flexible and it travels really well. I can carry the word everywhere. I'm like a winged messenger going out there, being just looking strong. And people come up to me all the time, and just because I look strong, you know, and move in a strong, assertive fashion in my life.
They tell you your problems and things like that?
Yeah, it's incredible.
I want to try to pin down a little bit more, you know, exactly what women's music is. Does it express rage?
It does. I'm only barely into my own rage in my life. I always thought, well, I'm not angry. But I am angry. I just didn't know how to express it very well, because if I expressed my anger, everything would go. And I prefer to reserve that for the music, that energy, you know, to put it into healing, which is what I'm more interested in than rage. You can get stuck in rage. We need to express it as women. And I think it's real valid and real important.
Well, I think we need to be more positive than we are. I think
we need to go past rage into healing. That's really what I'm after. And I don't know, maybe I was just born without a lot of it. I've never had a lot of horrible things happen to me in my life. I feel very blessed, very lucky, as though the goddesses are smiling on me, you know, that I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do. And so as a result, I do get a lot of healing then. And
Do you think women's music is also meant to celebrate?
Yes. Yes. In the ritual that I was talking about before, our concerts have become social gatherings and rituals for people to meet each other and share this kind of I don't know, we're on the verge of so many things, you know. Women's music also talks about, it changes the lyrics, it changes solutions to, it posits new solutions, I think, to the old, like love songs.
The top 40, for instance.
Right. Well, most of the image in women is, if women are singing about it, it's, you're my man, stand by your man, as long as I have my man, I am everything. Well, once again, we have women being defined by her relationship, either to her home, to a man, to things, to a place, but not to herself. And what the women's movement has given me, and what I think women's movement is about, is affirming and reaffirming constantly our love for ourselves, and that we have to learn to be with ourselves individually and really care about ourselves as women and our sisters, you know, and to have real concern for each other. And not, I mean, traditionally women are pitted over competing over a man, and almost all the songs talk about that, or you're a mean old daddy but I love you, the blues, right? Well, I'm tired of singing those blues.
Or she's having my baby.
She's having my baby. Right, you're having my baby.
Or whatever.
Right. Right. I mean, and there's our definition. What does that leave us? It leaves us no room to grow. But songs which say, I mean, a lot of our, the new songs that Meg writes and Holly, and Holly has this, Holly Near, I'm speaking of, has this song about a mother, a hiking boot mother, seeing the world for the first time with her own little girl. She has a child, and she's hooked up with this man who's, they're living together, obviously, and they're riding in the pickup and everything. And there's a line in here about, in the song about, when you're gone, something about standing by the fire, but when you're gone, the fire still cooks the stew. You know, which is, if even if you go, I'm going to be okay, because I'm really getting strong. And it's hard to be strong, you know? It's really...
Let's use the tape that we made earlier today as an example of women's music. What is the song on the tape?
The name of the song is Sister. I originally wrote it as a proposed musical on the life of Sister Amy McPherson, who was a white evangelist. The musical didn't happen, but the song remained, and women took it up as a hymn for themselves.
Lean on me. help you ease your pain. Lean on me, I am your sister. Believe on me, I am your friend.
Thank you. I see our crew really appreciated it. I want to ask you a question that I'm sure you've been asked before, but lots of women who are now doing things with all women crews, all mm-hmm. women companies, this kind of thing, people say the product is not as good if you had been recording with RCA, for instance, as with Olivia, as you are now recording. Is that true? I mean, do you feel that you're compromising either your art or anything by doing that?
Depends on what you're looking for, you know. I mean, what I got with Olivia was complete artistic control. Plus, I could produce my own album. You know how long it would take me to be able to ask to produce my own record in a major label? It would be years. You mean, you know what it's like working your way up through an industry that is run by men. They have all the money, they have all the tools, and what surrounds all of that is a mystique. That women don't know how to operate machinery, that they can't learn as well as a man how to do it. It's simply not true. It just means we haven't had access to it. And if we have access to those tools, we will do something different. It won't sound the same. And this album of mine doesn't sound like any other, and there's some magic to it, which is the magic of women's music, which is what happens when women work together, you know? I mean, for years I have tried as a performer to get booked with other women to sing on the same bill. And with, like, Tracy Nelson I have sung with, and Mimi Farina, and a lot of other really great women.